Let's pray for me. Amen means affirmation and agreement. The amen, affirmation and agreement. And we'd like to look a little bit at that word, amen. And it's part of our worship, so it's an important word to use, not just verbally, but also in our heart, to say amen to all of God's will for our lives. It says in Matthew 18, verse 19, there's the importance of agreement in prayer, saying amen, yes, Lord, do it, Lord. Matthew 18, verse 19, again I say unto you, Jesus said, that if two of you, two of us, shall agree on earth, agree. Feel that it's important enough to say, yes, Lord, do it. Amen. As touching anything they shall ask, it shall, if you're in agreement, if we're in agreement, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. One thing interesting that I discovered some time back about Jesus, and it's very interesting. If you go over to Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. Revelation 3:14, it says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. If you'll notice, it's saying that one of the names of Jesus is what?
Amen.
Amen. So I sometimes wonder, well, why do I like to say amen? I'm saying the name of Jesus. He's the verily, he's the it's so. The word amen means be it so. It also means I agree.
Amen.
It is so. I agree. I'm in agreement. I back it up. Amen. And I'm so thankful that Jesus is the one. When we surrender to him, he's our amen.
Yes.
He's the one that agrees that we will be saved. He backs us up as much as we are in his will. He's there, like we heard today. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He's our amen. All of his promises are amen.
Amen.
They're positive. They're true. They're right.
Yes, right.
He's faithful. Praise the Lord. And so I would like to encourage us all to say Jesus, one of Jesus' names more often. Amen.
Amen.
One name that we could say more often. I come from a denomination. We didn't call it denomination, but I was a part of it from childhood. From age 14, I became a part of it until just 12 years ago when we left it, actually longer than that. And in that denomination, they used the word amen in prayer. When somebody got their praying, they would go, amen. You could barely hear it. And it was mostly the minister that would say it. And I always wondered why in that denomination we didn't say amen more loudly, more clearly, more pronounced, more. Why was it just one person? I always wondered. And all I could say is it was man rule. Man telling them that you couldn't do it. They would criticize the Pentecostal people, that they say amen and praise the Lord and hallelujah. And they would so harp on that that everybody was afraid. They were in this little shell that they couldn't say amen loud. They couldn't say praise the Lord. When those are words that are being used in the Bible.
Amen?
Amen. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 1:18. Amen. I love these verses. But as God is true, our word is toward you was not yea and nay. It wasn't both a little bit of yes and no, partly positive, partly negative. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay. It wasn't a partial yes, he'll do it, and part of the time, no, he won't do it. Part of the time he'll be faithful, yes, and part of the time he won't be faithful. It wasn't like that. 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea,
yes,
and in him, amen.
Christ.
So we're getting the idea that amen means yea, yes, amen. Because he is the amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He's going to keep all his promises. He's going to say yes to all his promises. He's not going to say one day, oh, you know what, I changed my mind in healing. I don't feel like healing today. Mm-mm. His promises are yea and yea, not yea and nay. So in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Yes.
In the Old Testament, we see that even in the Old Testament, those that were under the law frequently used the word amen. They were in agreement. They were saying yes to what was being preached. In other words, yes, I want to do it. Yes, I'm going to do it. Yes, I believe it. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 13. Amen. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice. 15. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsmen, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say,
Amen.
It didn't just say the ones that are bubbly and never have a very outgoing attitude. It said, and all the people shall say amen. We should all be saying amen to God's will. Amen. Amen in our heart. And if it's in our heart, it's going to eventually come out. Amen. With our voice too. Amen. And all the people shall say amen. And then it goes on. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say
amen.
Amen. And not to belabor it, this amen goes on in verse 18, verse 19, verse 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. And all the people shall say amen. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
And all the people shall say amen.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes we think that this belongs to the Pentecostal saints. Amen belongs, it's the name of Jesus. He's the amen. And he belongs to us, the true church of God. Let's not let the Pentecostal steal it from us. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Psalm 106, verse 47. This is God's purpose for getting us out of the world. When someone, I've seen some carvers that carve out the violins. I've seen them carving them out, and shaping them, and they touch it and they feel it with their fingers, and it's just a beautiful violin. Was the violin just made to hang up on the wall and no noise come out of it, saints? No. The master violinist will touch it. Oh, you've heard it, right? Oh, I love violinists. Wow, what a talent God has given those people, and the talent for that person to make it out of wood. But it's been made with a purpose that something can come out of it. And God wants from our life a true amen to all his will, a true hallelujah. Praise the Lord for all of his will. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It means agreement. Agreement. And be it so. Be it so. May it be that way in my life. May it be that way among my brethren. May it be that way among sinners. Amen. Your will. Amen. So God has taken us out of the world not to hang us on the wall pretty. Yes, we are to display, model out God's word. But also, we should be speaking. Jesus spoke when he was here on earth. Amen.
Yes.
It says in Psalms 106. Verse 47, save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the heathen, so we can be quiet.
No.
To give thanks, so we're to be giving thanks, unto his holy name, and triumph in his praise. It requires a little bit of triumph to be able to triumph in his praise. We are to be thankful in all things, right?
Yes.
Thankfulness is one thing. It's remembering what God has done and giving thanks. And praising is praising him not for what he's done, but for who he is. We thank God for what he's done, but we praise him for who he is. Like we heard today, he's the great I am, and we praise him for all those aspects of that great I am. Amen?
Yes.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, verse 48, from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people... Are we going to let one another say it? Are we going to put in one another in bondage? And let all the people say amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. We are to say amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We don't want amen to just be a hollow robotic thing. Amen, amen. No, but may it really be an amen with meaning from our heart. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, we've had that affirmation, amen, that he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. We've heard that too in the services. His mercy endureth forever. 35. and say ye. He's telling us what to say. And say ye, save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen. We've been made a separate people for a purpose and a reason, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. 36. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever, and all the people. Again, not one third of the congregation, not two, not only the preacher, and all the people said amen, and all the people did what, saints? Praised the Lord. Praise has to first come from the soul. You can't praise him if you haven't been saved. You can't praise him if you're not having victory over alcohol. You can't praise him if you're not having a good marriage. Amen? We have that in Christ. Amen? We triumph in praise. And we can say amen to all of God's will. If we're not 100% surrendered, the moment the preacher touches on a bad habit, we'll say amen. Because we've got that habit, right? But if we have the victory of that habit, woo! Amen, we're going to say amen. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's not let the devil stop up our amen.
That's right.
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 5. And Ezekiel opened the book in the sight of all the people. They had kind of neglected the word of God. There was reparation and restoration going on. And Ezekiel opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Verse 6. We're in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 6. The Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen. And how do you bless the Lord? It says, oh, Father, I thank you. I bless you and I praise you for... He was blessing the Lord. Amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And all the people... Again, do you notice a trend here? And all the people, and all the people, and all the people. And all the people answered, amen. Bowed their heads... Excuse me. Amen. With lifting their... Even in the Old Testament, they lifted up hands. Amen?
Yes.
What happened? How did Moses cause the power of God to flow through him so that he could part the Red Sea? In one hand, he had the rod lifted his hand. In the other hand, it simply says he lifted his hand. And then when he wanted to bring the plagues, he would lift hands. And then when he wanted it to disappear again, he'd lift his hands again and the plague would disappear. God would take care of the plague, amen? They were lifting up their hands and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground, amen? Anyway, and all the people answered, amen. There's our reason for bowing down our heads in worship and adoration. Psalm 41, verse 13. Psalm 41, verse 13. Blessed be the Lord God of Abraham, of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Why do they say amen and amen? It's a double affirmation. Amen and amen. Another phrase we can use. Amen and amen. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. A double affirmation. Psalm 110 and verse 18. Excuse me, I'm saying the wrong. Excuse me, saints. Chapter 72, verse 18. Chapter 72, verse 18. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. 19. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen. And amen. Amen and amen. Psalms. Psalm 89 verse 52. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen. And amen. Over to the New Testament. I'm so thankful that we can agree in prayer when brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so are praying in the service. We can say, amen, Lord.
Yes,
yes, do it, Lord. Yes, Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
We're agreeing. Why are we agreeing in prayer? Because first of all, we agree and want it to be done, but also we understand that Jesus asked us to do that. He said, where two or three are in agreement in prayer, I will do it, he said. We need to practice, saints. I'm not saying you're not. I feel it's being done more than when I first started coming here in the beginning. In 2000, 7. I hear it more often, more stronger. So I'm not condemning. I'm just saying there's a reason for doing it. There's a purpose for doing it.
Yes.
We want Jesus to hear our prayer. And we want to be in agreement by saying, amen, yes, Lord, do it. Amen?
Yes.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 20. Philippians 4, verse 20. I don't know if you've noticed, but almost all the writings of the New Testament, the epistles, how do they usually end, saints? With amen. It says right here, praise the Lord, an affirmation. They're saying, amen, be it so. Let it be done that way. Philippians chapter 4, verse 20. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 13, verse 20. Hebrews 13, 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, thy great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, and how we appreciate that blood, saints.
Yes.
There'd be no hope for any of us, nor no reason to pray for anybody because they couldn't be changed. There'd be no hope. Amen. Verse 21, make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. They're just finishing with amen to affirm it, that that's the way it is. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Galatians chapter 1. Amen. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. And how thankful we are that he's delivered us, Lord, from vanity, from worldliness, from our own selves, from the devil. Praise the Lord. Delivered us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Saints, he's worthy of that we give him glory. He's worthy that we say, praise the Lord, glory to God. Amen. That we affirm it. When somebody says, praise the Lord, we say, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen? Okay, those of us that are Bible students know that chapter 14 of Corinthians is Paul giving instructions on worship. They had a little difficulty, as we all know, that there were many saints, believers that came from different nations, and they were all speaking their own language. Some would sing in their language, pray in their language. There were different languages, a conglomeration of languages. This is not, I do not believe, the gift of the Holy Spirit that came down in Acts 2, because if it was, they would have all understood one another, right? Because it says in Acts chapter 2, and they heard him speak in their own language with the native tongue, basically. That's what three times it says is there. So we know that the problem here was not that they were speaking in tongues, as the religious world says, in unknown tongues. These were people who were saved from different nations, and they were all praying in a different way and giving thanks in a different way. I would give thanks in French, and Sister Nelda over there couldn't understand me because she would go, what did Brother Tony just say? She couldn't say amen to my thanksgiving because she couldn't understand. So what did Paul say? There's not an interpreter. Be quiet. Just pray between yourself and God. But notice that Paul was expecting for them to say amen when they understood, right?
Yeah.
How do I know that? Watch. Amen is part of our worship, saints. It says here in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16, else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, praise God in the Spirit, how shall the other person that's there and there with you,
yes,
in the service, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen?
Amen.
Paul was even expecting the unlearned, new people, to say amen. Obviously, right? How shall the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks? For thou verily givest thanks, well, but the other is not edified. So I gather from this, saints, that Paul, it was a routine, normal thing. Amen. I agree. Be it so. So be it. Amen?
Yes.
go over to Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Those of us that have read the book, The Revelation Explained, know that a lot of this is symbolic of what's going on earth, but some of it is going on in heaven. We're not here to say which is and which isn't, but this is a picture of worship, whether it be in the realms of earth, we who are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, or whether it actually be in heaven. That's not the point right now. The point is, what are they doing? Let's go to Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And they, the redeemed, we, and they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy," to Jesus. "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood," praise the Lord, "out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation," amen. 10. "And thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests." You know, we're reigning over alcoholism. We're reigning over gossip. We're reigning over worldliness. Amen. We're kings and queens. We are heirs and joint heirs of Christ, princes and kings of Jesus Christ. Amen. We have authority here on earth. Whatsoever we ask, it shall be done. We're royalty. Amen. From heaven. "Kindred and tongue and people and nations, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign," not on 1,000 years, but reign. We're reigning over the carnival. We're reigning over Disneyland. We're reigning over the websites that we should not be looking at. We're reigning over it. We have power. It does not have power over us if we are sitting with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Amen. Verse 11, "And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." Woo! Sometimes we get a little bit depressed just seeing our little congregation, but wait till we get to that camp meeting. That is the meeting. Woo! Praise the Lord. Oh, those testimonies will be awesome to see Jesus. He'll be preaching to us. Woo! Praise the Lord. Amen. "These thousands were saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.'" He's worthy. In other words, it's worth it. He's worth us. It should be worth it to us to say amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to you. If he does something for us, give him the glory. He's worthy of it. Amen. 13, and every creature in heaven, which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea. This is the interesting thing. The birds, since I read this, I go, wow. When the birds are chirping, they're saying, "Glory to God, I praise you, Jesus." When the dolphins are going, that noise that they make, they're going, "Glory to God, praise the Lord." They're praising God. We don't have to have translators telling us what they're doing here. Amen. "And under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.' And the four beasts said,
'Amen.'"
Amen. "And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever." Amen. One last place, saints. Revelation 19, verse 3. Revelation 19, verse 3. We're speaking about amen, that it is an affirmation that we believe, and it's also an agreement that you agree with what's being said in prayer, in song, in testimony, in exhortation, and in preaching. Amen? When we say amen, we agree.
Yes.
Amen? Revelation 19, verse 3, and we should all agree with the Word of God. Shame on us if we don't. Foolish are we if we do not agree with the Word of God. Revelation 19, verse 3. "And again he said, 'Alleluia.'" What does alleluia mean, saints? It just means the Lord God Jehovah be praised. It means praise you the Lord. That's all it means. It's hallelujah. "And again they said, 'Alleluia,' and her smoke rose up forever and ever." Verse 4. "And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, 'Amen, alleluia.'" Do we say that, saints?
Amen.
Let's practice now. Let's be in tune when we get to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 5. "And a voice came out of the throne." Who's on the throne, saints, according to Revelation?
God
the Father and the Lamb sits on the throne too. God the Father and God the Son are on the throne. And a voice came out of the throne, so there's no question whose voice it is. Whose voice is it, saints? God. Who's asking us to do this? God the Father, the Lamb. Okay, it says, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, and ye his servants, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. 6. Remember Revelation 19, verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings. That means there were thousands and thousands of them saying amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. It wasn't a squeaky little amen and a squeaky hallelujah. These are thousands and thousands of people. It sounds thundering, noisy. Amen? And as the voice of mighty thundering saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Amen? Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready. You know, after I left that denomination, I purposed in my heart to conform myself, to bend myself to what the Bible says. And the Lord helped me to break out of my shell and start saying, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and glory to God.